Case number 10,822, Vogel Property, east of Route 1, Ocean Boulevard, north of South Caroline Avenue. A variance from the front, side, and rear yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses, please.
Kim Fogel, 6460 Birch Drive, Woodbine, Maryland, 21797. He wants to know your address. Name and address.
Mary Richard, 2601 Gillis Falls, right? Woodbine.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
It's getting late. My mother and I own the home in Fenwick on South Carolina Avenue, and we have for many years. And the house was built in the 50s, and it's old, and it needs to have some work done. We need a new roof, new wiring. And when we put the new roof on, we would like to have shed dormers to give us one in the front and one in the back to give us more headroom. And that's what I guess we need the variance for. The footprint is not going to change at all. It's just that there's bedrooms upstairs and it has a roof like that. So to put a shed dormer over the top, it's not going to extend outside the house. It's going to be within the same space of the house. And I do have a letter from the neighbors signing. The shed dormer would be over top of where the screened-in porch is. I assume you have a drawing.
Is there anything being changed in the footprint of the house itself?
No.
It's just the roof that's coming off and a new roof.
Well, yeah, but it's actually we're building a roof.
You're
over
going
top
higher.
Of the. Well, only a couple feet.
Okay.
We're putting a roof over top of that, and we're going to take because the roof goes like that, and we're just going to open it up to the original roof. So that'll be our
just
ceiling.
Adding a floor.
Huh?
You're basically adding a floor, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there is a floor now. You're just adding more floor space on that floor.
No, just headroom.
Okay.
Just headspace.
Right, just headspace. No floor. The floor is exactly the same.
Okay.
Yeah, just headroom. Because the roof goes like this. So we just want to put it out. That's it.
Okay.
Susan, why does this need a variance?
Well, because the proposed dormer in the back.
Well, also, I think it's because this is built on a small lot.
Yeah, and we went ahead and just added everything.
Oh, it's already in,
because
it's not conforming in violation.
It's not conforming, but this because of this proposed dormer, it doesn't meet the rear yard.
Right.
So we went ahead and just added everything to bring it in to compliance. That's why she's here.
Oh.
And if it's approved, you're not limited to the peak being. Yeah, the peak of the roof can be up to 42 feet.
Oh, well, no.
No, what I'm saying is if we were to approve this,
oh.
Then you could take the peak to 42 feet.
Well, no,
so that you wouldn't have such a flat roof.
No,
a man over 6 foot couldn't stand straight the way the roof
right.
is, right?
Well,
now.
We really don't. We kind of don't like the real high ones. More like a cottage look that we kind of like.
Okay.
You're taking your roof off.
We're covering the roof. We're just putting a roof over top of the roof. And our roof that's on right now is actually going to be the ceiling in the bedroom.
Okay.
you know, we're going to take the drywall out so the exposed beams from the roof that's on now will be the roof in the house.
Okay.
And the roof is that, so you got to have room for insulation and then another roof. So it may be the new roof may be, I don't know, maybe 2 feet higher.
I guess what I'm saying to you, it doesn't matter if it's higher as long as you don't go above 42 feet.
Right, okay.
This is all due to the dormer.
The dormer. And nonconformance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Okay, are there any, excuse me, any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman? Mr. Hudson?
Nope.
Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Hearing no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, they submitted 8 signatures in favor.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think there's no question that it's unique because of the very small size of the lot, and the fact that it's not already non-conforming. They're really not asking to further develop the property. So necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, I think that the request is not created by the applicant simply because it's non-conforming. And the applicant's not creating any additional encroachment. Obviously, it shouldn't alter the central character of the neighborhood. We're not going with a bigger footprint. And it's a request that's a minimum to afford relief. I think it meets all 5 standards. And I make a motion we approve case number 10,822.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,822. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Case is approved.
Have a good evening. Okay.